所以我今天非常高兴，我们有机会请到来自印度南部班加罗市的拉吉牧师来到我们当中。其实拉吉牧师他以前曾经是联合神学院的教授和院长，然后校长，然后呢现在的话他和他太太是作为访问学者正在海德堡老城的教会，他现在也相当于半职在老城教会也会进行一些服务。好的，我们非常高兴欢迎拉吉牧师。 Yes please.
Shall we look to God in prayer?
来，我们一起低头祷告。
Gracious God, we come to youWith hearts full of gratitude for the way you have called us, for the way you have guided us in our lives, for the way you have given us the hope through this season of Advent. We come to you for your blessings as we worship you, and help us to understand you and to draw nearer to you during this time of our worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你亲自带领我们，谢谢你给我们生活上各样的引导，我们谢谢你为我们带领我们生活的道路，我们谢谢你在这个特别的降临节的节期里面引领我们，求你带领我们接下来的时间，让我们真的可以来明白你的话语，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we enter into the season of Advent. At the outset, let me wish each one of you the Advent season.
亲爱的各位主内的弟兄姐妹们，今天我们开始进入降临期。首先，我祝愿大家每个人圣诞节期降临期愉快。
Advent is a season we do a lot to welcome the Christ child to our homes and to our communities. It is also a season we get terribly exhausted. However, the good news is that it is a season of hope and peace.
在这个降临期的时候，我们会做各种各样的事情来欢迎基督圣婴来到我们的家庭，来到我们当中，同时这也是一个会让我们觉得非常极度疲惫的节期。然而对我们来讲，有一个好消息是，这是一个充满希望和平安的节期。它提醒我们思考这么一个事实，就是婴孩里的这一马槽里的婴儿是我们得享永久平安的唯一希望所在。
Once again, we are reminded of the fact that the baby in the manger is our sole hope for eternal peace. It is a rare privilege for me to begin the Advent celebration this year with your congregation, with this congregation.I owe my gratitude to our beloved brother Yongbin for his kind invitation.
我非常荣幸的能够在这个特别的节期和大家一起来庆祝今年的降临节，也非常感谢Yongbin代表大家对我的盛情邀请。
Following the great legacy of the apostles.Though a professional and an expert in the area of information technology, he goes the extra mile to care for this congregation and to tend the Lord's sheep. May the Almighty Lord bless you, sir, and your family abundantly.
感谢大家对我的盛情邀请，愿全能的神多多的祝福在这里的每一位和每一位的家人。
As the Bible teaches us, In Christ there is no east or west, no Jew or Gentile, no male or female. Christ's love is universal and embraces everyone. We are one in Christ. The epistle reading for the day is from Romans 13:8-12, and the reading reminds us of a virtue that is at the center of Christianity.
正如圣经教导我们，在基督里没有东方或者西方，没有犹太人或者外邦人，也没有男人或者女人，主耶稣基督的爱普及万方，他的爱怀拥抱每一个人，在基督里我们是一体的。我们今天读的经文是罗马书13:8-12，罗马书13:8-12节。 他提醒我们来思想那么一个特别的品德，它是我们基督信仰的核心所在。
This text is also at the core of our faith. It is nothing other than a love for the neighbor. The text also reiterates every believer that it is the hour to wake up from slumber, because our salvation is nearer than we first believed.
这段经文它提醒我们来思想那么一个品德，它是我们基督信仰的核心所在。这个特别的品德不是别的，就是对邻舍的爱。经文还提醒我们每一个基督徒，现在是从沉睡中醒来的时刻，因为我们得救的时刻比我们最初所相信的时候要更近了。
The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. The text also mentions that we should put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
黑夜快结束了，这一天快到了。经文还提到，我们应该抛开、脱去。 暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
At least some of you might have heard about the Amish community. It is a community that had migrated from, that had to migrate from Europe to different parts of the world, particularly to the United States of America and Canada during the 18th century.
你们当中至少有些人可能听说过阿米什人。阿米什人是一个从欧洲移民到世界不同地区的一个族群，特别是在18世纪期间，有很多阿米什人移民到美国和加拿大。The
Amish community has a big settlement in the state of Pennsylvania in the United States. My wife and I had the chance to visit one of their settlements in Pennsylvania a few years back. It was a unique experience to see and learn about a community that withstood tremendous pressure to let go its hallmark of identity in their way of life and attitude of life.
阿米什人，他们在宾夕法尼亚州有一个非常大的定居点。几年以前，我和妻子曾有机会参观他们在宾夕法尼亚的一个定居点。这对我们来讲是一个非常独特的经历，去观察和了解这样一个族群。他们经受了巨大的压力，迫使他们放弃
The community's bond of fellowship with one another is fascinating. The traditional system of agriculture they were able to sustain over the centuries has opened the eyes of the world to new possibilities. They prefer and still fondly use horse-driven carts rather than modern, sophisticated mode of transport.
这个 族群里面人与人之间的团契相交实在令人惊奇。他们得以维持了好几个世纪的传统农业体系，也让外部世界的人看到和学习很多新的东西。他们偏爱并且仍然喜欢使用马车，而不是现代的很多复杂的交通工具。人们可以
One could learn a lot from the Amish community in terms of firm convictions, be it dressing, food habits or something else. Of all, the Amish community has a strong sense of moderation in life and lifestyle.
人们可以从阿米什人 坚定的信念，无论是穿衣、饮食习惯或者其他的东西里面学到很多的东西。所有的阿米什人的社区，他们都有一种强烈的节制的意识。
The Amish quilts are remarkable, if I may take an example. They reflect, that is the quilts reflect a sense of cooperation.The Amish quilts can be intricate in design, with colorful pattern, but may not contain representation images, which are considered fancy and prideful.
请允许我举一个例子，阿米什人的床单，也称为阿米什床单，是非常了不起、非常特别的。它们反映了一种协作的意识。因为阿米什床单它在设计上可能很复杂，图案五颜六色，但是可能不包含被视为花哨和骄傲的代表性 图像。
Most traditional Amish are members of the old order Amish Mennonite Church. Humility, family, community and separation from the world are the mainstays of the Amish community.
大多数传统的阿米什人是所谓旧式阿米什门诺派教会的成员。门诺派，是基督新教的一个福音主义派别。谦逊、家庭、社区以及与外部世界分开，这是阿米什人的核心理念。
The Amish community's everyday life and custom are governed by an unwritten code of behavior called the Ordnung regulations, Maidung, shunning or avoidance.
阿米什人社区的日常生活和习俗受一个不成文的行为规范，他们称为 Ordnung， 就是法规。或者和 Maidung 就是躲避或者回避。
The lifestyle of the community stands out as a direct challenge to an emerging global scenario in which licentiousness appears to be the norm and constant self-indulgence and extravagance is the favorite and desired way of life.
这样的阿米什人社区的生活方式，对现在流行的全球化浪潮的一个直接挑战。因为全球化浪潮里面，放纵不守规矩似乎是常态，不断的自我放纵和奢侈是人最喜欢和向往的生活方式。
The worship services of the Amish community are held on a rotational basis in family homes.And barns. A large wagon filled with benches for the service and dishes and food for the meal that follows will often be pulled to the host property.
Amish 人的礼拜仪式，它是轮流在家庭住宅里面，或者是在谷仓里面进行。比如说一辆。往往是一辆装满了礼拜要用的长椅的大货车，然后货车上还放着以后随后要用的这些饭食啊、食物啊等等。然后这个大货车会被拉到主人的家里去。
In Amish homes, a special place is reserved alongside the Bible for for the Martyr's Mirror, which is a book chronicling Amish history and honoring the many Amish Mennonite and Anabaptist ancestors who died for their faith.
在大多数阿米什人家的家里都保留着一个特别的地方，在那里呢放着有圣经，旁边是一本叫做《烈士记》或者叫《烈士鉴》的书，书上记录了阿米什人的历史，纪念许多因为信仰而牺牲的阿米什人、门诺派教徒和重禧派的先辈。
It is sometimes said that love is a beaver of tatters. A devout Amish woman once said, I seem to create so much of my life the way I fashion my rugs from leftover remnants and pieces of whole days. How seldom we have days that are in one piece, unmarred by intrusions and interruptions. We find ourselves having to take a silver of time here to read a story to our child, a scrap of a moment there to make a call, another ragged piece of an hour to mow the lawn or hem the dress, a discarded handful of minutes to write a note.
曾经有人说，爱是可以把支离破碎的布条编织在一起的编纺织工人。有一位虔诚的阿米什妇女曾经说过，我度过我的生活的方式似乎非常像我编织时尚地毯的方式，因为编织时尚地毯是来自各种各样的碎布条，就像我的生活是由一整天的各样的时间碎片组成的。我们很少有日子是作为整块来过的，就是一整天不会受到任何打扰和中断。我们发现自己往往不得不花一点时间在这里给孩子读一个故事，而又花另外一点时间在那里打一个电话，或者挤一个小时剪剪草，或者去整理整理衣服，然后忙里偷闲又有几分钟写一小段笔记。
Yet when we take them alland dye them or paint them in the bright colors of our love, sew them together with a strong cord of devotion, and plait them carefully through the weeks, what delightful, beautiful things have been fashioned.
但是当我们把这所有的一切加在一起，用我们的爱作为鲜艳的色彩染上色，用强烈的奉献精神和爱心作为线把它们缝起来，并且诚诚恳恳地编织几个星期，结果我们将创造出一个无比美好和令人愉悦的美丽的作品。
And she says, never be defeated by a day which seems to be nothing but bits and tatters. Use each precious momentfor needs as they come, rather than waiting for whole pieces of cloth and whole uninterrupted days. They may never come.
所以我们永远不要为似乎零碎不堪、支离破碎的任何一天而感到沮丧或者失败。我们应该善用每一刻宝贵的时光去做需要做的事，而不是等待有了整块的布才去编织，有了整天不受打扰的日子才去做事情，因为这样整块的布或者整天不受打扰的日子可能永远也不会有。
As we read the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27 and 28, do not withhold doing good when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, come back laterI'll give it tomorrow when you now have it with you.
正如箴言三章二十七节到二十八节所说的，你手若有行善的力量，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。 你那里若有现成的，不可对邻舍说去吧，明天再来，我必给你。当你有能力去做善事的时候，不要拒绝去做。当你有东西可以帮助你的邻舍的时候，不要对你的邻舍说晚点再来，明天我再给你。
In today's message in the book of Romans, Paul speaks with a sense of urgency. The Christians have a debt towards others. The other could be a Christian as well as a non-Christian. Paul reminds the church that being a Christian is not an excuse for refusing our obligations to our fellow men and women. Rather, our faith in Christ gives us a reason to fulfill our obligations to God and other fellow creatures.
在今天的经文，那个罗马书十三章八到十二节，要不我再给大家念一下。罗马书十三章八到十二节。I will read the Bible to you. 凡事不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。因为爱人的就完全了律法，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包含在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。在今天的经文中，保罗讲到了紧迫感。基督徒对别人是有亏欠的，别人可以是基督徒，也可以是非基督徒。保罗提醒教会，身为基督徒并不是拒绝我们向别人所负有的义务的借口，相反，我们在基督里的信仰给了我们履行我们对神和其他人的义务的理由。
Paul goes on to say that there is a debt that we must pay every day of our lives. At the same time, we must never consider this debt to be paid in full and at one go. He refers to the debt to love each other. Paul claims that a person who honestly seeks to discharge this debt of love will automatically keep all commandments.
保罗接着说，我们生活中每一天都必须得还债，与此同时，我们绝不能认为这种债是可以全额偿还和一次性偿还的。他指的是彼此相爱的债。保罗声称，一个诚实的寻求偿还爱的债务的人，将自动遵守所有的诫命。
If we sincerely love one another, we will not commit adultery or murder or theft. True love respects the other person. True love also restrains the self from careless and immoral living. It is human tendency to remain at a safe distance from one another. Perhaps we have a subconscious fear of getting hurt if we commit ourselves fully to love one another.
如果我们真诚地彼此相爱，我们就不会通奸、谋杀或者偷窃。真爱是尊重对方，真爱也抑制了自己漫不经心和不道德的生活。人们倾向于彼此保持一个安全的距离。也许如果我们完全承诺彼此相爱，我们会害怕受到伤害。
I am reminded of the story of an old lady who went on the aeroplane for the first time in her life. When she arrived at the destination, someone asked how the flight had been, and she said it was okay, but I never put my whole weight down even once.
我想起来一个小故事，有一位老太太一生中第一次坐飞机，当她到达目的地的时候，有人问她说飞机怎么样，她说还好，但我在飞机上从来没有放下过我的全部的行李，甚至一次都没有。
Sincere love is not afraid of getting specific about relationships with others. It moves beyond the comfort zone to pay the never-ending obligation to love and to give from the heart.
真诚的爱就是不怕把别人的关系和别人的关系具体化。真诚的爱它要超越人的舒适区，让人可以来履行永久的义务去爱，并且从内心深处的去给予。
God wants us to accept the responsibility to commit our lives to the benefit of our fellow human beings and to the glory of God's name.
神要我们负起责任，把生命奉献出来，使同胞可以获得帮助，为神荣耀的名去付出。
Paying our obligation to love each other involves not only looking after each other in times of need, it also includes holding each other accountable for our actions. We often hear each other say, "Who am I to tell you how to live your life?" Are the counterpart of this, who are you to tell me what to do?
履行我们彼此相爱的义务，不仅涉及在需要的时候要互相照顾，它还包括让彼此对我们的行为负责。我们经常听到对方说，我是谁，我怎么能告诉你该如何过你的生活，或者与此相对的一句话就是，你是谁，你怎么能告诉我应该怎么做。当我们用这种方式思考的时候，我们就放弃了对彼此的责任。
When we use this line of thinking, or if we use this line of thinking, we abdicate our responsibility for each other. Then we slip into our comfort zone and avoid our mutual obligation to love one another. If we follow Christ's example, we too will love our neighbors, no matter who they may be. We will feel responsible for the other. We will walk the extra mile alongside our fellow Christian brothers and sisters and build each other up in love.
当我们用这种方式思考的时候，我们就放弃了对彼此的责任，这样我们就滑回到我们原来的舒适区，逃避了我们彼此相爱的义务。如果我们追随耶稣基督的榜样，我们就会去爱我们的邻舍，不管他们是谁，我们将会对另一方负责，我们也将陪伴我们主内的弟兄姐妹一起多走一里路，我们一起在爱中彼此建造。
We will take the road less traveled. We will go the extra mile. We will re-evaluate our lives in the light of God's priorities. Now is the time to give our love to others that they may see that we are Christ's disciples. Let us wake up from our slumber of indifference. Let us take responsibility for our words and deeds and also for each other. As disciples of Christ, we carry this never-ending debt to love each other, because the time is now to love. May God bless the listening of God's word.
We will可以一起走一般人不太愿意走的路，我们可以一起多走一里路，我们将可以根据神的优先秩序来
来重新评价我们的生活。现在正是把爱付出给别人的时候了，因为他们就是世人可能会看出来，由此看出来我们是基督的门徒。让我们从冷漠的沉睡中醒来，让我们为我们的言行负起责任，为彼此负起责任。作为基督的门徒，我们背负着这个彼此相爱的永久的责任，现在是时候去爱了。愿神保守每一位聆听他的话语的人。阿门。